Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Shut Up and Eat, presented by ChoicesToYou.com. Eat out without going out, and by Priority One POS, your answer for payment processing and point-of-sale solutions.
Good morning, Gwinnett! How y'all doing? It's been a few weeks. I was on a little vacation. And I'm all recharged and ready to go. And today, to start back for the month of October, which is the month of Halloween, I am proud to have Lori and Jim with Lucky Dog, Chicago-style eatery.
Hello.
Hey.
Morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. I see Lori is over there writing down the list of all the stuff that they brought, because they brought a ton of food, which Mike is over there already sampling. Just don't eat it all. Save some for the rest of us. Maybe. That's a good thing somebody else is here.
What did he shove in his mouth already?
I don't know, but he's got a mouthful.
Mozzarella stick.
Mozzarella stick. Okay. All right. That's on our list. I see it.
Did you find the gravy?
Well, welcome, guys. Glad to have you on.
Good to be here.
We've talked on and off, and oddly enough, even though we've been working together for a while, this is our first chance we've actually had to meet face to face.
Yes, actually, yeah. Facebook, yeah. Email, text.
Yeah, yeah. It's technology that, but I'm glad we got a chance to finally meet face to face.
Absolutely.
And why not do it on a radio show where we can start talking to each other that way and let thousands of people listen? Okay, so first of all, you guys are the owners. And though you were not the original owners, and actually, when we signed up with them, we were with the original owner.
Yes.
You took it over a year and a half ago?
March 25th of 17.
Okay. Just between you and me, we won't tell nobody else, but it's gotten so much better.
Yeah, I know.
We here.
I know. We have the body shop next door to us, and they look over sometimes, and they come in, and they're like, look, it's so crowded. And I'm like, so why do you come when all the people are here? I'm like, wait for them to leave. Either come earlier or come after. Yeah, busiest time lately has been between 12 and 2.
That's
and also depending on the day.
Gotcha.
So
now you, what, well, first let me ask this. What is the background that got you into this, or did this just was something that you?
It's my third career.
Okay.
It was something I always wanted to do. I always talked about it. At a very young age, I knew I wanted to work with flowers and things like that. So I started working in a flower shop, did weddings, big parties, all that stuff. And then wanted to have kids. So I was like, all right, this isn't conducive. So what next? So I went to school to be a teacher.
Okay.
So I went to school to be a teacher. I got my undergrad in elementary ed. I got my master's degree in literacy. And I moved down here, taught a number of years. And
moved down here from where?
New York.
Really? I would never have known from that
accent.
Oh,
no, of course not. So I taught for a few years down here, and it just wasn't what I really wanted to do anymore.
Okay.
So this came up.
Oh.
And that was that.
That was that?
Yeah, that was that.
But now, okay, I'm going to throw this out because I'm just going to try to think what some other people might be thinking. New York, Chicago dogs.
Yeah, I know. I know. They call me out on it all the time. They do. It's just what was available. It was already open. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, it was not supposed to be starting from scratch, but yes. I started from scratch.
Yes.
Basically.
I can understand
That's
that.
That's what I did. So the first year was you know, was challenging. And then right as this year began, we started really... We won Best Burger in Suwannee in July of 17.
Yes, I saw that. So I even posted that also.
We were only there a couple months.
That's pretty outstanding.
So it was a last-minute decision to do it. I walked in that morning and said, go bring these to Suwannee Magazine. And that was it. And it was good. And we beat out burger places. We were on Fox 5 News.
Nice.
Burgers with Buck, which was pretty cool. And we started really getting busy with the burger after that. And then kind of quieted down with the holidays and right. stuff. And then I've just really been working on marketing and trying to focus on getting things straight, basically.
And I'm sure it's still kind of, now, especially in the beginning, I know you had to emphasize we're not the same people.
Right. I put up a new ownership sign.
Yeah, and it's amazing though. Sometimes it takes so long for that word to get out.
A lot of people that did come back said they came back because they seen the sign.
There you go.
And they're still there, and they're bringing more people back with them. So
that don't suck.
Yeah, one of my best.
Mike, you're still eating back there.
Advocates.
Once you taste it, you're not going to stop.
One of my best advocates is. A friend of mine named Mark, who was on the board for the Georgia SPCA, and he's from Chicago.
Ah.
And towards the end, the other owners were, I was in there for a few weeks before I actually got in there, and I was questioning certain things she was serving, but I didn't own it yet, so I kept my mouth shut. And then when he saw the sign, he came back. Because he had said he had stopped coming because the quality had gone down.
Yeah.
So when I took over, the first thing I asked the girls was, give me the three biggest complaints, go.
Yeah.
And they did. Mm. They said side choices, prices. So I lowered prices when I went in. I upgraded my sides. I found better onion rings. I found better mozzarella sticks. I found... mac and cheese bites and fried pickles and sweet potato fries and all these different things that now my customers, they like it because if they come in, they try something different and they change the side too because they have more options. And the feedback is good.
Yeah.
So the feedback's very good. When we were closed, we had a problem with...
Yeah, I was going to mention
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was... the building is... being fixed.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. So, but it was our whole kitchen was ripped out. So we were on social media and we were on, whatever we could, Google and Yelp, trying to get the word out that, we were closed. We apologized.
You were coming back.
And then we were posting when we were back. But the whole thing is, like, my mother's not on Facebook. So he's not on Facebook. So... If he lived 15, if my husband was a customer and lived 15 miles away and wasn't on Facebook and social media and drove there and I was still closed, it takes a while.
I know.
Yeah. So we're recovering, little at a time.
Well, that's good. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to get you guys on here because I know in seeing that because, we obviously had to turn you off on our system because you guys did have that incident. Yeah. And we did what we could on our end too to promote when you did reopen.
Right.
I wanted to try to get you on the show a while ago, but we know there was a lot going on.
Yeah, we couldn't.
So, but now, and there's no doubt in my mind that you are not only from New York, but you are Italian because you've got the arms and the hands moving and you're going like this and then you're like this.
That's why my meatball sandwiches are so good.
There you go.
Well, that's one of the things she went in and changed.
Yeah,
the
makes
gravy
sense.
And the meatballs. She makes all the meatballs now.
Oh, there you go.
I made those this morning.
Okay, Mike, you touch that meatball sandwich, and we're going to have issues.
It's four.
Oh, there's four. Okay, you guys are right. Yeah. Just make sure there's one. Yeah. I'll throw a pen at you.
I did. I use my grandmother's recipe for the meatballs. I use her recipe for gravy. I even use her mother's gravy pot.
Okay, now, if I may, real quick, I know what you're talking about.
Right.
When you say gravy.
Yes.
Yeah, we're in the South, I know.
Yes, because there's people going, gravy. What are they talking about? The sauce, the tomato
sauce.
Sauce,
marinara.
The marinara, right.
If you call my grandmother on a Sunday, what are you doing? I'm making a pot of gravy. That's what she says. So it's gravy.
Well, you could call my house, too. She's doing the same thing.
Very nice. Mike, thank you for bringing me a cheese stick. You're all right, man. Okay, what you
In
say.
The gravy.
In the gravy, yes. I will try to get a picture of that. Get a picture of that. Oh, my gosh. So you were able to, I mean, again, this is the whole thing. This is not the original.
No.
This is a better version. It's 2.0.
Not even close.
2.0, 2.50, yeah. Whatever you want to go with.
One thing that I emphasize with everyone that works in my store, I don't care what's going on at home. Check it at the door. You're nice. You're kind. You're accommodating.
Right.
If there's a problem, you figure out how to fix it.
Exactly.
I've had people come in, not like stuff, and wreck us on Google and be like, well, it's just not my type of food. So then why did you wreck me on Google? I would have given you your money back before you left the store, but you get that everywhere.
You do.
You get that in every business, and you're never going to make everybody happy.
I got a 1-star Google review because we didn't service the area they lived in.
Oh.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
So, right.
What?
We had a problem with a local restaurant near us in Johns Creek the other night. And when we called about the problem, they were rude, not accommodating. So I called and waited for a manager. And I was like, look, this is what happened. And she was like, I'm sorry. How can I make it right? That's what we do. Mm.
Well, you have to. I mean, it's all about customer service.
Yep.
Okay? It's making sure. I'll be very honest. I've told my staff, I said, look, you got to have, technically you almost have to, like, if they're calling and they're upset, have a kind of a computer voice.
Yep.
Stay monotone, be very apologetic. When you get off the phone with them, then get it out of your system.
Right.
Don't do it when you're with them.
Right.
You're not going to please everybody. There's just no way in the
world.
We've
had people come in the store that are like, totally rude to my staff, and I've had to say something.
You have to.
And I'm like, look, there's no reason for this. Mm-hmm.
No, it's not cool.
It's not cool. And the girl that is my manager, Miranda, she was with the old owners.
Okay.
And she stayed on with me, so she's been there almost 3 years.
So she, too bad we couldn't have brought her. She could have really
She's in school today. She's in school Tuesdays.
All right, well, Miranda, if you are listening, okay, what I need you to do, this will be posted on our Facebook page, choicestoyou.com. Go ahead and throw in a comment, about how it went from dark to light, okay? And, the whole difference, let it be known, because unfortunately we couldn't have you on here, because that's the whole thing. There's a stigma.
Yeah, she was the one thing that didn't change. And people that knew her.
She was the only good thing that came with
right.
it.
Right, and she's fantastic. She really is.
Boy, if the old owner's listening to this, he's probably going, fuck him.
Oh, no, they live in Chicago now.
Okay.
Not that I care either, but that's besides.
No.
Because this does play. This can be played across the country.
Yeah, but but yeah, she's fantastic, and she's still in school, so I work with her schedule.
Yeah.
Because she's great.
If you don't, what is she going to school for? If you don't mind asking, if you know,
she's a communications major.
Dang, where the heck is she?
Believe it or not, she's a communications major.
Very cool. Very cool.
I have to say a quick happy birthday to my nephew Kyle. I don't know if he's listening.
You know what?
Birthday.
If he's not listening right now, you will have a version of this, and we will play it. And so, happy birthday, Kyle.
Yes.
How old?
19.
19?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun. I got 3 18-year-olds.
Three. Triplets?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
or girls?
A boy and 2 girls. They are the reason why God created alcohol.
Nice.
But I drink in moderation.
Okay.
I only drink on days that end in Y.
That explains.
No, this, the beard, the gray, yes.
The gray.
Yes, actually, on the day we found out we were having triplets, I went from real nice blonde to gray. Bam, gone. That just really started leaving.
I have a friend from England who has identical triplets.
Yeah. Well, the girls are, son, no, but yeah, they are definitely fun. And then I do have an older daughter from previous marriage, actually works for me as well. So yeah, you know, we try to keep the family.
My kids, the girls work in the store.
Do they?
When they can.
Mm-hmm.
Our older daughter Brooke works actually at Cheeseburger Bobby's in Johns Creek because they're open later than we are.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got accepted to SCAD, and she's, you know, doing her own thing. My little one, who's going to be 14, she comes into the store a lot.
That's cool.
And she, you know, she likes it. I throw her some money and stuff. And she's, yeah. So we are actually...
Your family.
Reworking. Yeah. My father-in-law works there. The two young guys that work for me, great with customers. One of the things that I do, we all do, is, and I trained them to do this because it was so important to me, was one of the things that I loved the most was when Norm used to walk into Cheers. Everybody used to go, Norm, yep. Right? So that was, and the vibe of the old owners, it was very uptight. And now, if we're in the kitchen, if I'm at the right, as soon as someone walks in my door, we say hello.
There you go.
We say hello. And believe it or not, QT does that.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why they do it too is because when you address the person walking in, they know that you paid attention to them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And if somebody's planning something not so nice, they think again.
They think again.
And it's just good customer service because you're acknowledging someone who's walking into
It's a double. It works, you know, for two ways. As a matter of fact, years ago, when I first moved here to Georgia back in the 90s, and you go to QT, before they had, you know, you swipe.
Right.
You would get on the intercom. Welcome to QT, pump 19.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, you knew. but yeah, that's it. You know, you got to give them that warm feeling, you know.
Yes, exactly.
And I will say there's other restaurants I know that do the same thing. And those, to me, are one of the more successful. You know, of course, having good food helps.
And if you could start remembering their names, it's even
better.
Oh,
man. Oh, gosh, yes. I'm sure you got plenty you probably
we
know.
We have customers that Tuesdays, we run a two-dog special on Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So I took five of the hot dogs that were about the same price. So it's chili dog, cheese dog, kraut, slaw, and Chicago. With fries and a drink, $8.50.
That's a nice deal.
No substitution.
What day is that again?
Tuesday.
Hear that, guys? Tuesdays.
So we call it Two Dog Tuesday.
Two Dog Tuesday. So on Tuesday, you can get that. That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Real quick, I just want to remind everybody out there that Shut Up and Eat is sponsored by Choices to You. We are your local restaurant delivery service. We care about customer service. Our drivers will always have insulated bags, and when you call our office, you will actually get somebody that's here in the United States, which I feel is very important. I'm also proud to announce that we have been nominated for the Pinnacle Award with the Gwinnett Chamber.
Very cool.
Yeah, thank you. And we are also up again for Best of Gwinnett.
How do I even get involved in Best of Gwinnett?
I have to get you in contact with some people, and I will be happy to do that.
That would be lovely.
Be happy to do that. And we are very proud to say that Lucky Dog is one of our restaurant's partners and love working with them.
We just hooked up with, we gave you our catering menu.
Yes.
To post.
Okay.
And you also stretched out delivery into Johns Creek.
Yes, we did.
Which is
you
good.
You asked, and we were more than happy to do that.
And we also signed up with Easy Catering, which is all they do is...
Yeah, but see, you can use us for that stuff.
I know, but it's corporate accounts, so it's...
That's what we were going after.
People like the drug reps, and you know, they all, that's what they use.
Yeah.
So we started that.
We're trying to change them from that.
Yeah.
So if any reps out there listening, yes, I know you got Easy Cater, but hey, go to Choices to You. Let us be the ones to take care of that for you.
And right, you have my catering menu.
I know we do. Yep. I know we do, and we will be promoting it.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to be doing some new marketing and some mailings and stuff, so we'll probably add that to it.
Yeah, we're working on changing hours and moving days and hours around. For the last 7 weeks, I've been surveying anyone that comes in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
New.
Right.
Fixtures that are in every week.
Yeah.
People, you know, that come constantly. People that just stopped by and... As soon as they're done at the register, we hand them a survey, and I tell them, would you mind filling this out while we wait? Some people ask what it is. Some people don't.
Right.
But when they ask, my thing is, in order to figure out next steps, because lunch is great, but it doesn't sustain all the time.
Yeah.
So in order to figure out next steps and go to another level, I needed to find out what my customers want.
Yeah.
So I could put out a survey on Facebook, but it's only going to reach the people that are on Facebook.
Right,
so I wanted to hit the people that actually came in the store.
No, and that makes sense. That's how you find out stuff. You're not, you know, you can't assume.
Yeah.
And that's something I tell people, don't ever assume nothing.
Right.
You know, get the facts. So if you're actually doing that, that's great, because that way you know what it is, and that's the best way to expand it. That's the way to make it grow.
Because I want to know exactly what they want. Mm-hmm. Like, we were tossing a couple of things around. We were tossing around, maybe we should do breakfast, because really, on that road, there is really nothing.
And we deliver breakfast. And we have restaurants.
We came up with some really cool things. We even came up with a breakfast hot dog. So I'm not even kidding. That was all Miranda.
I want to try. That's piqued my interest. Hot dog.
We did a breakfast hot dog. That was all Miranda, my manager.
I got another one for you to try too.
Okay. Yeah.
So
I'm gonna be making a trip over there very soon.
Yeah. So we were thinking about that, but on the survey when we asked people, you know, would you like to see us open for breakfast on Saturday? Or they're like, most of them say no.
Hmm.
So now we're playing around with close Sunday, Monday, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7, 7:30. My husband and I are throwing around Sundays, like 11 to 2, because I have church people that come in and say, you need to be open after
church.
Not
to mention right now with football season.
Yeah.
You know,
that's another thing people have been saying.
Yes.
Now we've been experimenting with wings.
I tell you what, we're busy on Saturdays and Sundays, even during the day, more than normal.
Yeah.
Because of with football and, you know, everybody's got the tailgating at home.
Yeah.
I know this. God bless you back there. Because I'm one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm one of my top customers.
Right. And we, you know, so we've been like, I started experimenting with wings. I always wanted to do, I love them. I love wings. They're like one of my absolute favorite things. And people have been asking, because in Chicago, the hot dog stands sell wings. So I said, all right. So I bit the bullet and I went out. I got a case and they're all gone. So we have to get them again. We had a bunch of different stuff.
That's cool. Doing different samples and stuff
Like that. Different samples. What hot dog were you going to tell them about?
Yeah, what's this?
Just as long as you're not allergic to peanuts.
No.
There's a good peanut butter and bacon hot dog out there.
Oh, my God.
It's got jelly on it, too.
No jelly. Forget the jelly.
I say no.
Miranda added the jelly.
Peanut butter and bacon. And if you like spicy, you drop some of that jardinera on there. Poof.
Yeah.
Okay. That. Wow.
He came home and said, I got the next biggest thing at the store. And I'm like, what? He's like, peanut butter on a hot dog. I go, are you out of your mind? I was like, you're nuts. He's like, I go to work.
It's going crazy up north.
And I'm like, I go to work and I'm like, Miranda, you know what Jimmy wants? And she's like, what? So I told her and she was like, peanut butter and bacon. She was like, maybe if we add jelly to it. So I was like, all right. So I sent it to the store. I said, go buy peanut butter, go buy jelly, what have you. So we made two of them. So I'm like, and I cut it. I cut them into four pieces. So I made little samples. And I'm like, who's going to try it?
Yeah. You were?
I wasn't there at the time.
No, he wasn't. So I'm like, all right, who wants to try it? And they all back away. I'm like, it's not going to kill you. No. I'm like, just try it. So I said, all right, I'll try it. So I grabbed a piece. And I had a bunch of guys coming in. They come in like once a week, once every 2 weeks. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is so good. And my whole staff is looking at me. Guys are like, what are you eating? I'm like, peanut butter and jelly and bacon hot dog. They looked at me. So I gave out the samples. I walked around the restaurant and gave them out. And everybody gave me the same face at first. And then the guy online was like, give me two of those. So I was just, so yeah, and people are starting to really try it, and they like it, and it's good. It's one of my favorites.
That's wild.
We did a new one, too, a few weeks ago. It's very popular, Whistling Dixie, and it's a hot dog with barbecue sauce, barbecue pulled pork, sriracha, drizzle, spicy coleslaw, and jalapenos.
Oh my gosh.
On top.
I'm getting heartburn just hearing that one. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah. And we also did, which is big in Chicago, one of my staff members told me, it's called the Gangsta Dog. And it is actually a chili cheese dog and a Chicago dog together on the same hot dog. And you do the chili cheese and then you do the Chicago toppings, but you have to cut them up because the hot dog gets so full. So we do it on a jumbo because it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah, you need a fork.
Jumbo.
Oh, yeah. No, we have a guy. One of my guys was telling me about it, my Chris, and he made one and then he ate it. As he was eating it, one of my customers came in and said, "What is that?" He said, this. "From Chicago. This is this." So now the guy calls, he orders them, and Chris makes them for him.
Wow.
So, yeah.
It's
so,
like the hot dog version of Death by Chocolate, but this is Death by Dog.
Yeah. We're going to be running different specials during the week.
Cool.
Because we have the dog special on Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing a burger special on Wednesday.
Okay.
So
make note of this, folks. She's running down the list.
It'll be single burgers, either a regular burger just with everything, you know, lettuce, tomato, that stuff, or a single cowboy burger, which is what we won for. With fries and a drink. And I think we said...
Again, that was the cowboy burger, which won.
Yes.
Best
burger in Suwannee.
And
was on Burgers with Buck.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's going to be... We're going to do that on Wednesdays. And then Thursdays, we're going to run a special with the Taste of Chicago, which is a Chicago dog, half Italian beef, fries. And then everything is discounted.
Nice.
You know, on those days. We do frequent buyer cards with the hot dogs.
Cool.
10, you get any hot dog on the menu for free.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So. You guys got a lot of really cool things going. You've definitely changed the whole outlook and look of Lucky Dog.
Yeah.
I
try to.
No, you're doing it. And, you know, you keep on doing it. And again, what's really cool is you are literally asking everybody else what they want, what they like, you know, instead of just assuming, and you know, let's. This,
you know what happens when you assume.
not good things. One other thing I want to mention is, and you had the post up there not just recently because you did this last year, but you have Santa Claus come over there.
Yes.
I know it's October, but this does get on podcast, so it'll be listened to a lot. So we got to talk about this.
Right.
We'll what come day quickly.
I know. It'll be there before you know it.
I know.
So what day? What's the times?
This is how this all started.
Okay.
Last year. At the beginning of December, on a Saturday, Santa walked into my store to have lunch.
In full costume?
In full outfit. And there were 5 kids in the restaurant at the time. And their mouths hit the table when
you posted
he walked
that.
In. Yeah.
I saw it. Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah. I forgot about the fact
and
that he just walked in.
They were jonesing to get out of the seat and go talk to them. Their parents would not let them go until he was done eating. As soon as I picked his plate up off the table to throw the garbage away, the little boy got up, came, sat right in front of him. He stayed in the store and talked to every child in my store at the table.
Wow.
Yeah. So then he was like, I'd like to come. And then when we did it, he was kind of booked up. So we did it towards the end of December.
Mm-hmm.
So we already talked about last year doing it this year. So we have him scheduled for the first Saturday in December, which I think is the first.
Actually, it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. From 2 to 4.
Okay. So December 1st, 2 to 4, Lucky Dog.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing kids' meal. It's going to be a kids' meal. The parents could take whatever photos they want with Santa, a cookie, coloring sheets, like different,
cool.
A Christmas craft, like stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, this has been awesome.
Yes.
So
thank you.
Do me a favor, and I know I'm going to ask you to talk again. I know it's kind of tough, but give me the name, the website, and your address.
Okay. It is the front of the building says Lucky Dog Chicago Eatery, which is now what I call it. Because that's what it should have been instead of Lucky Dog Chicago style and more. It's like too much. And I'm glad I amused you. So
funny how?
Like a clown. I amuse you.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, so it's Lucky Dog Chicago Eatery. That's what the website is. Okay. It's LuckyDogChicagoEatery.com. Okay. It's 1175 Buford Highway. Uh-huh. It's right across from Suwannee Creek Park.
Okay.
And next door to Georgia Paint and Body. Okay. They're great guys over there, too. And the phone number was changed from the previous owners. So okay. It's 470-589-7888.
There you go. All right, guys. You know where they're at, what the name's supposed to be, not what it was, as that was just highly emphasized. Okay. Again, you know you have the owners, okay, who you've gotten to listen to, who have definitely made some awesome changes. So, with that said, it is now time to shut up and eat!